Voiceland, we're the babes. Five fabulous, funny females having a blast recording our own comedy sketches.
Good evening, my lovelies. This is Witch Esmeralda, head of the Witches' Council, here to give you tonight's witches' report. Last night, all of the witches had a lovely midnight snack in the graveyard with the Ghost and Goblins Council. We have some very, very scary plans for Halloween night. I would love to tell you about all of it, but of course I can't let the black cat out of the bag. Just be ready and beware. Are you sending your children out alone on Halloween night? I wouldn't, and that's all I can say. Well, I can say if you dress them as witches and ghosts, we will be very pleased. It might make them extra safe. Tune in every October to the podcast of Babes in Voiceland for updates on what's to come on Halloween.
You all know that laughter is great for your abdominals, so stay with us and get some more laughing exercise.
Bubby broke her hip and is in a rehab facility recovering. Melissa is Bubby's granddaughter. Bubby rings the call bell for the nurse.
Oh, nice! Nice! Where is the nurse? Where is the nurse?
She's probably busy, Bubby. She has a lot of patients and you just rang for her.
I want my own nurse. One that will come as soon as I call her. What did I want her for anyway?
I think you're having a little anxiety, Bubby. Maybe you should ask her to bring you a Xanax.
Oh, that's right, Xanax. Well, what do you know? She's finally here. My angel, my savior, you're finally here.
It's been less than 60 seconds since you rang the buzzer, Bubby.
Quiet, Melissa. My angel is here.
What can I help you with, Miss Bubby?
A Xanax, please. And what kind of painkiller would you recommend to go along with that today?
Oh, Miss Bubby, you know very well that I can only give you what the doctor has prescribed for you.
Very well, then. I will have my usual with a water chaser.
And, nurse, if you would please split that Xanax in half so we could share it, I would totally appreciate it. It has been a really, really rough day.
Oh, Melissa, dear, you know very well that the nurse can only give what the doctor has prescribed. I think your memory might be going, and I think you are so young. What a shame. What a shame.
Very funny, Bubby. Very funny.
I know, Melissa. I know.
I'll be back with your Xanax in a minute, Miss Bubby.
And one more thing, my angel.
Yes, Miss Bubby.
Can you change that water chaser to a gin and tonic, please? And bring one for my little Melissa, too.
Oh, Bubby, I love you.
I love you, too, Melissa. And when the bartender comes with our drinks, ask to see the food menu. I think I could eat a little something.
Okay, Bubby. Okay, will do.
And the moral of our story is, treasure those moments in time with those you love and remember them, because after they are gone, they will be all you have left. And who knows, they might even make for a good sketch.
So, you know, it's almost autumn because there's pumpkin spice everywhere. Yes. Everything is pumpkin spice, right?
I love it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And even though we in Las Vegas are not experiencing that crisp, wonderful chill in the air that says fall is on the way and Halloween is close behind it, we all got to talking tonight about Halloween and some of our favorite Halloween memories. I have two. First of all, nothing is as fun as Devil's Night when you grow up.
What's Devil's Night?
Oh,
I don't
Terry
know.
Knows
yes,
Devil's Night.
I do.
You actually are a little devil. You're an imp, and it's the night before Halloween, and you go out and you egg people's houses, and you toilet paper their trees, and you wax their windows.
Yes.
And you have to do all this stuff without the neighbor catching you doing it. Because if they do, then, you know, they have permission to whoop your butt. So it was always the task that we would do because we wanted to have fun and we didn't want to get in trouble. So the rule was whatever we messed up, we had to come back later on and clean up.
See, that's nice. That's nice.
So we did. So we got we're to get our impishness out. And then the other thing is, I grew up in a predominantly Polish and Italian Catholic neighborhood, and everybody had huge families. Teeny tiny houses, lots and lots of kids. The nickname for our subdivision was Fertile Acres. So there was never a loss for Halloween costumes because there was always so many that got passed around the neighborhood.
Well, yeah, sure.
So my favorite Halloween costume was I was a toy soldier. With those
huge
eyelashes that every time you blinked, you could barely get your eyeballs to go up again or your eyelids to go up again.
How cute.
It was great.
Sure, bring it in.
But in Michigan, October 31st was usually really cold.
And rain.
So you would have these really cute costumes on, and then you'd have the Billy Big coat over it. And we didn't have fancy bags or little plastic pumpkins. We had pillowcases.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that was kind of my fun thing. And then there was certain neighbors that you could take candy from. And others you could not. So those are my memories of Halloween, the tricking and the treating and the always going trick-or. And we didn't have to worry about anything, so the kids went out together and the parents stayed home and passed out the candy.
Well, in Chicago, the little kids went out like right after school, 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we went by ourselves, but and if you went to the stores, they always had cool things. Like there was a hardware store and they had little toy models, put together models.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I went home, got a different costume, tried to go back and get another one. But and then the big kids came out at 6. But
right.
Like here in Vegas, no one comes out till dark. But
that's right.
I think it was safer for the little kids to go out in the daylight. I don't know why they don't do that again.
Well, here, because my kids, we get dressed up. All the parents get dressed up.
Oh, fun.
And so the parents get dressed up, the kids get dressed up, the parents go with the kids, the parents have a little witch's brew
Can
on the
I
side.
Can I go this year?
We're drinking, sure. And
Can
then
I come with?
You send the kids to the door and you stand out in the street and you wave and you're in costume and you have, you know, a couple cocktails everyone in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So, so that works. And you have to leave one person home to pass out candy, or you put a big thing of candy out at your door and say, take one, please.
Oh, they're not.
Good luck. It never works, but you do that anyways.
But you always knew, this was the other thing, if somebody in your neighborhood was bogus enough to not put out candy on Halloween or answer the door, that house got noted for Devil's Night for the following year.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, absolutely. That's a good idea.
Uh-huh.
That's a good idea. Well, you know, I used to take my kids trick-or-treating all the time, exactly like that. We all dressed up. We went out with them. It was just so much fun because, you know, for me, trick-or-treating was kind of lonely. My first trick-or-treating was when I was like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
And I always wore this really cool cowgirl outfit.
Just normally.
Because I love being a cowgirl.
Every day.
Every day you were a cowgirl.
Unless mom had to wash
it. Erica the cowgirl.
I loved it. And it had a vest with white fringes and a little white skirt, and I had six shooters with my own gun belt, and I had boots, and I had a cowgirl hat, a red cowgirl hat. It was so cool. And one day my friend said to me, hey, it's Halloween, you want to come with me? And I said, to do what? He says, well, we ring people's doorbells and they give us candy.
And you didn't know?
Well, no, I didn't know, but what kid doesn't like candy? So I said, okay, I'll go, because I had no idea what Halloween was. So we started ringing people's doorbells, and they started giving us candy. But I didn't have a pillowcase, and I didn't have a bag, and I didn't have a pumpkin, and I didn't have anything except these two tiny pockets in my vest. So I tried to put as much candy in my vest as I could, but it wouldn't all fit. So as we went from house to house, I was just eating it all. So I didn't know what else to do with it. And I was just getting so much candy. I couldn't believe it. So finally, I got around the block, and Marie Tornabene, who was a really nice lady, gave me a bag. And then I was able to fill it up with candy. And
awesome.
I just thought it was like the best day of my entire life. And when I came home, I showed my mother all my candy. She goes, where did you get that? I said, it's Halloween and you get free candy. And she said, well, I never heard of that.
What?
So,
how could your mother never hear of Halloween? Seriously.
My mother used to tell me a lot of things, so I don't really know.
May God rest her soul.
May God rest her soul, exactly. One day, maybe we'll get into all of my mother's antics what she did. We'll talk about funny things parents did to you when you didn't know the truth.
But that will be a good banter.
Yeah, and I have a couple of things to share with that. But anyway, that was my first trick-or-treating Halloween experience, so I made sure when I had kids that they knew all about Halloween and that I took them around and they had a great time.
Mm-hmm. What a good mom you are. Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Last time we left our favorite desert tortoises floating in their pool. Dr. Doodly-Doo decided to join them to float and sunbathe while caretaker Betsy made their lunch.
Isn't this the life, Dr. Doodly-Doo? Don't you just love to float and sunbathe?
Why, yes, Rainbow, this is brilliant.
Brilliant? Why is it smart to float and sunbathe? I don't get it.
Oh, Rainbow, it's a British term. That can mean wonderful or great, not just smart.
Oh, I get it. Then you sprinkles are brilliant in all ways, American and British.
Oh, that's so sweet, Rainbow. Thank you.
You're welcome. I love you, Sprinkles.
I love you too, Rainbow.
Ugh, these girls give me a toothache. All this sweetness makes me.
What's that you say, Dr. Doodly-Doo?
Oh, I said that I wish I had something sweet. I am starting to ache from hunger.
Me too. I hope caretaker Betsy is almost done making lunch.
Me three. But have I told you how svelte you are looking these days, Dr. Doodly-Doo?
Really? Have you noticed? Huh, does it show? I've lost 3 stone and without even trying.
Huh? What kind of stones? Kidney stones? Do you wear stones? I don't get it.
No, Rainbow. That's a British term for weight, and that's almost 50 pounds.
50 pounds? Wow! How did you do it?
Yes, amazing, isn't it? And that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
We're all ears.
We are? I thought we were mostly show. I didn't even think we had ears.
Ugh. Okay, Rainbow. Stop being so literal. And yes, we do sort of have ears, or we couldn't hear. They are just very tiny, and that's for another discussion.
So, we're not all ears after all.
Correct, Rainbow. We are not all ears. We are tortoises. Mm-hmm. Oh, never mind. You were saying something, Dr. Doodly-Doo?
As you say in American, I have lost almost 50 pounds, and that is remarkable. And I think I know why.
In American? Okay, never mind. So tell us why, Dr. Doodly-Doo.
Since I moved to Las Vegas, I have changed my diet, and it is all thanks to you and caretaker Betsy.
Didn't I hear my name being mentioned? Lunch is served!
Yes, you did, caretaker Betsy. Dr. Doodly-Doo was just thanking us for helping her to lose weight.
It's the tortoise diet, isn't it?
How did you know?
How do you think I keep my girlish figure and have so much energy? I learned a long time ago that if I ate the same diet as Rainbow and Sprinkles, I would look and feel much better.
Brilliant, caretaker Betsy. And I mean that in both languages. American and British.
So, you are bilingual now, Rainbow. Bravo!
Huh? I don't get it.
Oh, no worries, Rainbow. Just a little joke. No big deal.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the tortoise diet. Tea diet for short. I think that we should...
Write a book, promote it, and make lots of money.
Exactly! I'll get my iPad so we can start taking notes during lunch.
Brilliant idea. Mind if we start lunch without you? I'm famished.
Is that a British word for hungry?
Oh, just eat your lunch, Rainbow.
Okay, Sprinkles.
And just like that, the moguls, along with Dr. Doodly-Doo and caretaker Betsy, started their next, soon-to-be, big money-making project, the tortoise diet, tea diet for short. Tune in next time to hear what happened. Caretaker Betsy, could you please make a plate for me, too? I'm famished.
Okay, well, speaking of tea diets, I don't know if I'd want to do a total tortoise diet, but I have heard of some really kind of crazy diets and some kind of fun ones, liquid diets. I think that's what we're doing tonight.
Yeah.
The wine diet.
Oh, I want my wine. I want my wine.
We've discovered white Merlot.
I wish I was thinner. I wish I was thinner.
I wish I didn't have to tell my husband 15 times to put his shoes away.
But yeah. Take that to do with wine.
Would you like some cheese with that wine?
You know, like whining.
Oh, I got you.
Not wine.
Wine diet.
Whining.
I wish I weighed as much as I did when I was 17.
Me too.
Me three. Get out your violin. Okay.
The crazy diets. Who's done a crazy diet?
Oh, what about the seafood diet?
Seafood and eat it.
Eat everything you see. Exactly.
No, I'm really good with that diet.
I'm very successful at that.
You know what?
Works for me every time.
Here's what I believe. There are so many diets out there, billions of them. Most diets work if you stick to them, but we don't. That's the problem.
And why not? Why don't we stick to them?
Because food is too good.
No. See, all right, get on your... I know you don't Facebook very much.
No, I don't.
I swear to God, you guys, if you look in your news feed, how many diets do you see scrolling down your news feed? The paleo diet. How about that one?
Mm-hmm. What's that? Yeah.
Caveman diet, basically.
The paleo diet.
The raw
right.
diet.
The raw diet.
The raw diet.
Okay. The vegetarian mm-hmm. diet. Mm. The vegan diet.
The vegan diet. No dairy, no this diet.
The keto diet.
No, yeah, that's all protein, right?
Right,
all protein, no carbs.
Right, and, yep.
Well,
no carbs
can't you
at
just
all?
Count oh. the calories and stop eating
the
so
eating
much?
For your blood, wait, the eating for your blood type diet.
We talked about that,
yes,
and we were
did.
Looking into
but
that.
I even paid for the darn app,
I
and
did
I hated
too.
It. I hate it. I
do you know what? Because Eric and I talked about this, and if you recall, when we looked at all our blood types, there was nothing that all of us could eat together on Babes
exactly.
Night.
Exactly.
Listen to that on all of our diets.
I'd rather drink wine and be on the tea diet, personally.
I'm going to have a sip right now. Go ahead.
I honestly think that it's not a matter of denying yourself, restricting yourself, counting calories, this amount of protein, this amount of... I don't think that's any of it. I think that you should eat fresh and that you should eat as little processed as possible, and you should balance out your intake with your output. So if you enjoy your eating, then you should also enjoy your exercise. And as long as you're moving and burning it off, and you're eating things that are clean and whole instead of processed, you can't go wrong.
Well, you know what? I agree with that. However.
However.
Yeah. However.
We should be okay, dancing. Yeah.
Okay. However, this is what I have to say about that.
Oh, no.
Eating fresh is good, but like tonight, what did we eat? Pizza and wine.
It had vegetables.
And fruit in our wine glass.
Okay, yeah. And ask Terry, tell everybody what you do after you finish eating a piece of pizza.
Oh, I ran up and down the stairs.
One time.
I went up three.
Oh, okay, I wasn't paying attention.
So she can get all the
okay.
Right, which is why she's svelte.
But here's what I say about exercise. This is Grady's thing to say about exercise.
It's
okay?
Not a four-letter word, so don't
no.
spit when you say it, okay?
No. And he really gets a lot of exercise because he's an electrician. He works all the time. But Grady says exercise is for young people, and I agree.
Exercise is if you want to stay young.
Yes, no. I agree.
Exercise is for young people. I am not doing it.
Have
I get
to stay
tired.
Flexible.
I will count
have
calories.
To stay flexible.
I am not exercising. It ain't happening.
That's why they even have chair yoga. You have to stay flexible.
What? Tea yoga, right? Back to that.
You know what? Seriously, if we did all eat like I fed my desert tortoises, we probably would lose weight.
Yeah.
It is true.
It is true. Well, maybe we should do that as an experiment and then get back to everyone and see how we do.
I know, but yuck, it's all vegetables and fruit.
I like that.
Okay.
Wine.
Well, some wine. Fruit. Okay, some week.
Can wine be on the tea
some
diet?
Week,
a little juice of the grape?
Yeah,
it's fruit.
It's fruit.
Cheers. Let's all clink our glasses
clink, clink,
here.
Clink, clink.
Can you hear that
here
clink
we go.
Out there? Okay, well, I'll tell you, some week, I don't know when we get together to record, we will have tea diet for real.
Okay, and I'm leaving us with this thought. If you will allow me to leave us with this thought.
Yes.
Move it or lose it.
What?
Move it or lose
it. Use it or lose it.
Move it or lose it.
Well, use it or lose it. That's what I always heard.
I can't comment.
Because Erica always has to have the last
love
word.
To use
always.
It, but it ain't happening.
We should be dancing.
There you go. We'll take it out with Jerry. She promises okay. She'll take
all
us
right.
out.
No, it's done.
It's
done.
No, you can.
It's over.
You should be dancing.
What?
Mm-hmm.
a blast. We are so glad that you joined us, so tune in again. Visit our website at babesinvoiceland.com or shoot us an email at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com. It's all good.